And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into the KLAM Coach's Corner, live here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM. KLAM Lamar's online at KLAM1410.com. This is Sports Director Daniel Versteeg, and we've got a good show here for you on the Coach's Corner upcoming. We'll be talking with our girls basketball coaches around the area today. We'll be talking with Cody Deercup coming up in a little under 10 minutes and get his thoughts on the first week of 2022. Then we'll be talking with Brandon Shecker, the head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball, and get his thoughts on the opening part of the 2022 calendar. The Coach's Corner every Saturday morning is brought to you by our friends at Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Take a look at the scores from the area yesterday. Lots of basketball action around our area in Plymouth County yesterday. And we'll start by talking about Cody Deercup's squad, who took down Sioux City West, the Bulldogs, over the West High Wolverines in Missouri River Conference play yesterday, 61-53. The Bulldogs had to go to overtime to win that contest over Sioux City West. Oregon Conference girls basketball, the Hinton Blackhawks took down Galen Catholic, 62-32. Hinton's Bella Bader had 20 points in the win for the Blackhawks. Top-ranked Unity Christian was all over Remsen St. Mary's, 69-48. Sixth-ranked MMCRU dominated South O'Brien, 75-32. And Harris Lake Park just got by Hartley Melvin Sanborn by a 40-36 final score. In the Western Valley Conference yesterday in girls basketball, Kingsley Pearson took down MVAOCOU, 54-42. 13th-ranked Westwood over Ridgeview, 50-46. And OABCIG over Lawton Bronson, 51-27. In boys basketball around the area yesterday, Missouri River Conference teams, Lamar's over Sioux City West as well, 63-54. The Bulldogs come away with a sweep. You can check out KLAM1410.com. We have a little write-up of the contest and some quotes from Coach Deercup and Coach Irwin about their team's performance yesterday. And Sioux City North dropped the boys basketball game with Red Oak yesterday, 58-47. In the Wario Conference, Galen Catholic had a special contest yesterday. They took down Hinton by a final of 79-66. A couple of great scoring performances. Carter DeRosier had 22 in the win over the Blackhawks. He now becomes the fifth Galen Catholic boys basketball player in the history of the program to reach 1,000 career points. Joins the likes of Neil Roy, Russ Whitcup, Ryan Stoll, and his teammate Keaton Ponderson on the 1,000-point club. So congratulations there to Carter DeRosier. Be sure to check out KLAM1410.com or be listening on Monday's sportscast. We'll have a nice talk with Coach with Carter DeRosier about that performance, about reaching 1,000 points and what it means to him. So be on the lookout for that on KLAM1410.com this weekend, and we'll also report on it Monday on our sports updates. And also Keaton Bonderson's 31 points in the win over Hinton. Moved him to second all-time on the Galen Catholic scoring list. He now needs 22 points to pass Neil Roy for the program scoring record of 1,107 points. Bonderson needs to get to 1,108, and he sits at 1,086. So he's right there on the tail of Neil Roy. A big performance against Remsen St. Mary's on Tuesday night could be the difference maker. But we'll see how that happens once we get there. Other Horrigo Conference boys basketball games last night. Fourth-ranked Remsen St. Mary's narrowly edged by Unity Christian last night, 47-44. South O'Brien able to take down MMCRU in boys basketball, 59-50. Harris Lake Park was able to win by 7 points over Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 74-67. And of the Western Valley Conference with Kingsley Pearson, absolutely took it to MVAOCOU, 70-36. Dominant performance by the Panthers. Ridgeview dominates Westwood, 88-53. And West Monona doubled up River Valley, 78-39. All of those basketball scores from yesterday can be found on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. So that's what happened last night. And there's a few basketball games going on today. And lots of wrestling around the area today. In fact, all four of our Plymouth County wrestling teams are at four different tournaments today. So lots of wrestling action. We'll report to you on Monday how those teams do. A lot of those wrestling teams will be starting here in about an hour or so. Good things coming up for those squads as well. One of the basketball teams playing today is coached by our next guest, Cody Deercup. We'll be talking with Cody here in just a little bit, but his squad's got number 2 Bishop Heelan coming up today at 3 o'clock is the tip-off at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. He just got done, as I mentioned earlier, beating Sioux City West in overtime by 8 points and losing to Sioux Center on Monday. That was the last week of basketball for the Lady Bulldogs. So we'll take a break. When we come back, Cody Deercup joins us to talk about this last week of action, and boy, what is coming up down the road with that Bishop Heelan squad. That Heelan squad has been lights out. Their only loss coming earlier this week to a good Harrisburg squad out of South Dakota. So lots of things to talk about. Cody Deercup joins us coming up next. You're listening to the KLEM Coaches Corner, live on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM, KLEM.
Ask an Enterprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamars, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamars area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Foy Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Foy Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Foy Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
KLEM, 1410 AM, 96.9 FM.
We're back here on the KLEM Coach's Corner. Coach's Corner every Saturday morning brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. On the Coach's Corner hotline with us is the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. That would be Mr. Cody Deercup. The Bulldogs are 4-6, 4-1 in the MRAC. After a thrilling overtime victory last night against Sioux City West, it took down the Wolverines 61-53. But before that, a Monday loss in non-conference play to the Sioux Center Warriors, a 56-47 defeat. And Coach, let's start with that contest. A good Sioux Center squad. You guys were able to get some players going offensively, but it just didn't seem like you guys had enough to get over the hump against a very good Warrior squad.
No, and I do give them a little bit of credit. They shot the ball really well against us Monday night, so you kind of have to tip your cap to them. I felt like we were doing some really good things offensively. Then we go to the other end of the floor, and they'd hit a big shot, and it's just kind of hard to get momentum and get anything going when their team's constantly knocking down shots.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And you know, you had some, and like you mentioned, some good performances offensively. I thought you guys also, I mean, they might have trumped you a little bit with some of their shooting, but I thought you guys shot pretty good from beyond the arc, considering that seemed like the way you wanted to run your offense when you were losing the height battle down low.
Yeah, but one thing we did shoot the ball really well from three. One thing we got to get better at is not just falling in love with it and settling for threes for an entire game. You know, once you knock down a couple, they'll be closing out a little bit harder. We got to ball fake and get to the paint every now and then, too. We can't just settle for threes the whole game.
Coach, Coach Maggie Allen came up big in that contest. Another player I think is starting to gain more confidence for you is Maddie Hull. She's had now back-to-back 12-point performance for you. What has she been doing right the last couple of games that has allowed her to have these solid performances?
Well, she's healthy now, for one. In our first game of the year against Spencer, she had 12 in that game, too, and then tweaked her ankle. So she's healthy, so that's definitely helping. And she's just doing a really good job of getting downhill. You saw it last night in overtime. You asked me after the game what was the plan for overtime, and I told them we wanted to get downhill, and they just went out there and did it. So she's just been doing a really good job of kind of finding the right shots. You know, no one went to attack, no one went to swing it. So she's playing really well.
Was that a conscious message here the last, the 3 days before the West game, when you go from shooting over 50% of your shots from three-point range to kind of, I don't know what the total numbers ended up being, but going away from that a little bit more against West on Friday, was that a conscious message for your team this week?
Yeah, the two things we talked about this week was attacking the lane and trying to just be a little bit better defensively and with our rotations. And during the West game, we even said we're shooting the ball really well. This was in the first quarter. We're shooting the ball really well right now, but we still can't fall in love with it. We have to know when we want to shoot threes. We have to know when we want to dribble drive. You know, we can get an open three about any time we want. So we just need to – we're young. We're still learning to figure things out. So I was happy last night to see our girls do that in the second half.
You know, that's the thing I always forget is we're talking with Coach Cody Deercup. He's the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. You mentioned how young your team is, and, yeah, I have to stop and think about you're starting four sophomores. One of your top scorers off your bench is a freshman. I mean, it's still a bit of a growing kind of thing for this squad, but, you know, it's really impressive what they've been able to do in the conference that they're in and the teams they've played to come out on the other side as one of the top teams in the Missouri River Conference to this point is really impressive.
Yeah, I give our girls a ton of credit. There's not once this season where I felt like our girls weren't playing hard. We're just asking them to do kind of a really tough task and asking them to grow up basketball-wise really quickly. You know, over the course of one season, that's a tough thing to do. We're asking them to do all these different things over the course of 1 year. And I give our girls a lot of credit. They take our coaching at practice and then go out in the games and play really hard. And like I said earlier, it was good to see them take that coaching from the previous 2 days and do it in the second half last night.
Yeah, you mentioned now a couple times you wanted to see your team get better defensively. What have been some of the things that you were able to tell that we're just not doing right, we're not getting the results we needed, and you needed to see improvement on the defensive end?
We're a half court man to man team, and we're trying to get them to trap ball screens. We're just a second late on that. And when you're a second late on trapping a ball screen, somebody's going to be open. It's just really easy for the ball handler to make that pass. So we just need to set our trap a second sooner. And then on the backside, our rotations need to be better. We kind of get caught ball watching every now and then. You saw a couple backdoor layups last night. So we're working on that in practice, and it's a tough thing to do, but it's kind of what we have to do to force some turnovers in the half court.
Yeah, and that's one of those things that comes with age as well. I see some very experienced teams that know how to trap off of screens and know how to really pester the ball carrier, I guess is the best way to put it. And I guess it's you know, one of those things that, you know, give it time, they'll get comfortable with it.
Yeah, and I think we do, as coaches, I think we just need to do a better job too of picking and choosing when we want to do that. I think we tried to do it too much in the first half last night. I think it needs to be more of an after timeout thing, or after a quarter, after half, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this West High performance yesterday was really solid. You go to overtime, you get the dominant win in overtime. You know, you mentioned that at the halftime break, you kind of gave them a challenge to come out, play better defensively. But throughout the game, Coach, I saw you guys, you know, playing defense, making some good plays, but it always got kind of countered by a foul. And so how tough was it to kind of overcome, hey, what you want to do defensively when you're getting called for fouls all the time?
Yeah, it was tough, and I said this after the game. We had a group of girls come off the bench for us and give us like 3 or 4 minutes at some point in the game. That was huge. I can't remember if it was late in the second quarter or early in the third quarter, but they kind of used their foul situation, went on a run, and then we had those girls come in off the bench, and they went out and scored and stopped their run and kind of got us back to where we needed to be with like a 3 or 4 point lead until we can get our kind of starters back on the floor and where there's kind of at a safer time when there's not as much time left, we felt comfortable putting them back on the floor with 3 or 4 fouls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bench has been really solid for you the last couple of games, especially the play of Jalen Marino. I mean, she's coming off the bench. She seems to have, right now anyway, all the confidence in the world shooting three-pointers. I mean, she gets a couple of those to fall, and it's like it's raining in that gym for her right now.
Yeah, she hit a couple big shots early for us last night, and I think she did a good job of picking and choosing when was the right time to shoot a three and when was the right time to swing it. And if she's doing that as a freshman, you know, I'm excited for where she's going to be at in the future.
We're talking with Cody Deercup. He's the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. His squad with that victory yesterday against West High is now 4-1 in the Missouri River Conference. There's a lot of things that really stood out about that West High performance. Number one, it seemed like the overtime period you really seemed to get the message across at that point, or they really started executing on what you wanted them to do, because you talked about them getting downhill. They got downhill, they scored, they got fouled, they made free throws, they did everything right, it seemed like, in the overtime period. And so for them to come away with that victory and have that big overtime performance, how much do you think that'll build off of the confidence that your team has on this season?
I'm hoping it does. It no matter what, it's going to be great for us to have that experience that we had last night. Like you mentioned, the foul situation and then the overtime. There's just a lot of girls that are playing for us right now that haven't ever been in that situation. So to be in that situation, come out on top, I'm excited for them. It wasn't the prettiest at times, but who cares? A win's a win.
A win is a win, exactly. Another one, it's the nice thing, I guess, about your program, Coach, that I keep thinking of players that have made impact for you so far this season, but a player like Zoe Wickup, who scored 13 points for you in the second half, and I think she was in double digits again for you against Sioux Center on Monday. Talk about her and how she's really kind of blossomed into this role as the point guard for your team and has become a really solid scoring threat as well.
I think her decision making the last two games is the best that I've ever seen it. Last night she had a huge second half for us. Gave us a big spark in that overtime and late in the fourth quarter. So that was huge for us. I'm excited for her. And the nice thing with a player like Zoe is I've never really once had to coach her on how to break a press. She kind of just goes out there, handles the ball really well, shares it, and does it. So we're kind of spoiled having her right now.
Gosh, then that can be one of the toughest things to coach a player is how to break the press without turning the ball over 15 times.
For sure. For sure.
You know, and the impressive thing about Zoe as well, you know, the fact that she's only 5'2" tall and she has that confidence to just say, well, I'll drive amongst the trees down there, and if I get swatted, oh well, I'll give it another try. How big is that when, you know, she's given up half a foot to a foot on some players, and she just has all the confidence in the world to go up at them.
Yeah, it just goes to show you how helpful it is to be a smart basketball player, and I think she does a really good job of jab stepping, ball fake, jab stepping again, and then ripping and attacking the girl's hip, and then when she does get in the lane, she'll either ball fake once or twice, share it to Lexi down low, or kick it to an open shooter. I mean, she just does a really good job of sharing the ball and getting at the rim for us, and like we just said, especially the last two games, we're way better offensively when she's getting downhill.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. the leader for your team here as a senior anyway has been Maggie Allen, and she's proven it. She had some good 3-point shooting on Monday, just kind of the rally leader yesterday. We talk about how young your team is, but how valuable is the experience of Maggie Allen to also have you guys as the leader and the coaching staff, but also have somebody like her on the roster to make sure she leads the players as well?
Big time. She had a big game for us against Sioux Center. Then last night in the first half, she had 9 big points for us, and that was huge. Having her on the floor is very helpful. I know that when we need to get matched up, I just yell at her to get us matched up, and she does that for us. So we'll miss having her next year. We're thankful to have a senior like her on our team.
Absolutely. You mentioned to me before this season how much smaller of a team you have this season. Has she had to adapt into any different kind of positions? With her being kind of 5'6", she's kind of in that in-between phase, but she's one of the taller girls on your team this season. Has she had to adapt to some different positions now that she's a senior on this ball club?
Yeah, her and Grace Manarlu both have. You'll see them in our 4-out-1 in offense playing on the perimeter sometimes and knock down some big shots for us. And I'm glad that they do that, because at practice they spend a lot of their time working with the post players and working on front of the post or three-quarter in the post and sliding behind and working on post moves, because at times we're asking them to go down and play post for us at times. So for Maggie to be able to shoot it as well as she has from three is huge, because she doesn't get the work that our perimeter players do in practice.
Yeah, and someone like Grace Van Otterloo, who may not always have the flashy 15 points or 12 rebounds or whatever it is to show for it on the box score, she always is out there, number one. And number two, she always seems to be in the right place at the right time, either to keep your offense moving with another pass or to make a big play on defense.
Yeah, she's out there because we can trust her. We trust her to know who she's guarding, and we trust her to box out and rebound. You saw her boxing out last night. The first time I thought they could have called an over the back when she was boxing out, but she's got to jump and go get it. We tell her that the next time she does it, and they call foul on West. So she takes her coaching and goes out and does it, and she's just going to find herself on the floor a lot if she keeps doing that.
We're talking with Cody Deercup, the head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. Now that the last two games are behind them, the Bulldogs again are 4-1 in the MRAC, and things don't get any easier for the Bulldogs. They're at Bishop Heelan here coming up this afternoon. The Crusaders, of course, as I mentioned earlier on, the number two ranked team in Class 4A girls basketball. Coach, a turnaround like this, when I think we mentioned it after the game yesterday, you play a hard fought, gritty overtime win, you fight through foul troubles, all these kind of things, and then you turn around and you play one of the best basketball teams in the state the next afternoon. How tough is it for your team to get physically ready for a contest like this?
I'll be able to tell you about 5 o'clock tonight how tough it is. But I hope going into it that our girls are up for the task, because you don't really remember the blowout wins. You remember the big games when you're playing teams like Sergeant Bluff, Sioux City East, and Bishop Heelan. So this is a big game for us. I know that they're ranked in the top five. Their one loss on the year is only by 2 points against a good Harrisburg team. So I hope our girls are up for the task and just ready to go out there and play really hard and see what happens.
Yeah, that's the key you mentioned to me after the contest yesterday as well. Your team plays hard, and I know that's something that it seems some coaches have a tough time getting their team to play hard, but for you, having them already in that mindset has to be a real positive for you as a coach.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, we've never had to get on them about playing hard. It's more finding that fine line about playing hard and playing smart at the same time. You know, so when we do go out there and play hard, we still have to remember you can't reach at the top of the key every single possession. You kind of have to pick and choose when you're in a gamble. Sometimes I feel like we gamble too much and play really hard doing it, how we put ourselves in bad situations also. So we just got to be a little bit smarter, and I think that will come with as the season goes on.
This we're talking with Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's girls basketball. Tell me about what kind of things stand out to you about this Bishop Heelan squad and what makes them, I guess, so good this season and why they've only lost one ball game to this point?
I think they play really hard, and one thing that helps them is they're shooting the ball extremely well, or at least they were in the first half of the season. I don't know so much about the second half so far, but the first half of the season they shot the ball really, really well. Had a couple big wins against Unity and Sioux City East, I know. So they shoot the ball well. They play kind of they switch up between man and man sometimes and zone sometimes defensively. So they kind of keep teams on their toes. And when you do those two things, and you make it tough for the other team.
Mm-hmm. Once, I guess we probably talked about a lot of the things that you need to do here today, but what are some of the things that you're looking for your team to execute on and give yourself a good opportunity against a very good squad?
Well, the nice thing with having a group, you know, we returned a couple of girls that played for us last year, and now we're well into this season, is there's not really a defense that a team can throw at us that we haven't seen before. You know, we've seen 3-2 zone twice this week. We've seen 1-3-1 a handful of times. We see a lot of man-to-man, and that's what we practice against each other in practice. So it's just going to come down to executing our stuff and taking care of the basketball on the offensive end of the floor, and then defensively kind of playing hard and smart at the same time.
I like the sound of that. Good things have been coming for you the last couple of games. We get to talk about a win with you last night, and we're hoping for more wins this coming week. We'll see you guys on Friday at East High, Coach. Best of luck to your squad here coming up today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks, Dean. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Cody Deercup is the head coach of Lamar's Girls Basketball, joining us here on the KLAM Coach's Corner. And we'll pick up the Bulldogs coming up this Friday when they take on Sioux City East. But they play Bishop Heelan this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Take a break. Brandon Shecker joins us coming up next, talking Galen Catholic Girls Basketball here on the KLAM Coach's Corner on KLAM Radio.
Whether you're building, remodeling, or renovating, choose the professional that you've come to trust. OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's. OH Livermore Construction knows what you want and expect in your building and remodeling projects. So whatever your building needs are, from commercial to residential, remodeling to a complete renovation, contact OH Livermore Construction for a free estimate. That's OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's.
Perspective Insurance, better together to provide you an even greater level of service and support to all of Northwest Iowa. From running a business or buying a home to adding another car, or maybe it's looking over your current farm policy to make sure you are fully protected. Whatever your insurance needs, call Perspective Insurance in Lamar's today at 546-7821 and make sure you are properly covered. Perspective Insurance in Lamar's, a new way to view insurance.
Is your house getting a little too small? Do you just need a change but you like your neighborhood? Let your hometown boys, Stratmeyer Home Improvement, upgrade your current home to meet your needs. Remodel a basement, add a new room, or beautify the exterior with new siding. Stay in your familiar surroundings and let Stratmeyer Home Improvement make the best of both worlds with a new look or new space for your home. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction is the perfect choice with over 30 years of service to the local area. Call Steve today at 546-4606. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction Center, your hometown boys.
Your radio station in Ireton, Pearson, and Meredith. 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back to the KLEM Coaches Corner. KLEM Coaches Corner every Saturday, brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors. On the line with us now is the head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. That is Brandon Shecker. His squad coming off a tough week in which they have lost two ball games. Loss on Tuesday, 32-60 to Akron Westfield, and last night by the final of 62-32 to a very good Hinton squad. And coach, first of all, that Akron Westfield contest on Tuesday, I mean, you were there in it. I know you said afterwards that you know, from your perspective, you probably shouldn't have been in it for as long as you were, but you were. And then the fourth quarter kind of came around, and that's when the wheels started falling off. What were some of the things you took away after, you know, sitting down watching film? What'd you take away from that Akron Westfield game on Tuesday?
You know, just disappointed that our the way we practice isn't turning over into a game. That was really kind of the clear thing on Tuesday night is, yeah, we were in the game, you know, it was 8 to 10, 12 points the entire game. But, you know, just watching the game that night, watching the film the next day, we just didn't play like we had practiced. And, you know, I mentioned that, you know, Monday night's practice was a great practice, especially from the offensive end. And that's really been our Achilles heel lately is putting up points. And Monday night we were running the offense so well, and everything looked really smooth. It was really looking good. And Tuesday night in the game, it wasn't there. And that was kind of the disappointing, frustrating thing is seeing how well these girls work and how hard they're working in practice and how good it looks in practice. And for whatever reason, we just haven't been able to turn that into a good game yet. And that was kind of what we saw Tuesday night. That's really the biggest thing right now is just seeing how good they are in practice and what they're capable of doing in practice, and then not being able to duplicate that, I guess, is a good way to look at it. Duplicate that. In a game situation.
Yeah, I look at your team and I see so many talented players, whether it's Lauren Hying with her scoring, Maya Whitehead rebounding, or Alyssa Kolbeck and Sophie Rudin, the way they pressure ball handlers. I mean, it's all the way up and down the lineup. Is it just kind of, from your perspective, a case of they get under the game lights and they just freeze, or is it really just they are kind of not executing it right? They're doing the right things, but just not getting the results they're looking for.
It's a mix of a lot of things. One thing that we talked about this week as a team is one thing that I haven't seen yet is really good team chemistry. Mm-hmm. It hasn't progressed. Which normally by this time of the season you would see some chemistry. Obviously, there's some different moving parts and different players coming in and stuff along that lines. But even that starting five just hasn't had good chemistry. And as you're aware, I switched up my starting five last night against Hinton. Mm-hmm. To try to switch some things up, to try to get some different momentum going on the offensive side of things. And we know that from a coaching standpoint, chemistry has a huge part to the offensive side of things. And for some reason, we just haven't found that chemistry yet. We got great, like you mentioned, we got great individuals that do some really good things. And I could go down the list with the attributes that they bring. But for some reason, we just haven't been able to tie that all together as a team. When one person's doing their, when one or two of them on the court are doing really good things, the other two or three just aren't quite in the same mix at the same time. So it's just that team chemistry. It's getting those things to work at the same time. And that's what we're trying to figure out. That's what we got to bridge and get that together.
Brandon Checker is the head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball, talking about his squad and the last couple of games for the Jays. I hear a lot of coaches talk about team chemistry and how that can make or break a season in some cases. For you, you mentioned you changed your lineup last night a little bit. Are there some other things? Sometimes I hear coaches talk about they do stuff off the court a little bit more to try and build chemistry. Are there things you can do like that to try and just kind of emphasize the point of chemistry to your team?
Right now we're kind of thinking through some different things that we can kind of do to get that chemistry. We're talking to the girls about it. What do we need to do to get that to work? We spend a lot of time in practice doing individual drills, but also team drills. So, you feel like it should be there, but it just hasn't gotten there yet. So, is there some potential things that we could do outside of practice potentially, and we'll definitely keep those in mind. And right now, we're willing to do just about anything right now just to try to find some of that team chemistry. Because again, if we could get that chemistry to work out and put on the court, wow, it'd be fun to watch these girls play some of that.
Yeah, you know, when you look at this team and versus the team you want it to be, what kind of things what kind of things does a better version of your team do differently than on the court than your team is doing currently that would, you know, keep it from getting to that level that you want it to be at?
You know, I honestly wish, and it's something that we've considered, is taping practice. You know, videotape and practice. And I wish everybody could see these girls in a practice setting. It's very free-flowing. It's very basketball-related. I mean, we're pushing the ball up the court, not dribbling it, throwing it up the court, getting up and down the court really fast. The ball movement, the hard cutting, you know, that's probably one of the things that I just haven't seen in a game situation, is we don't want to pass the ball up court as quickly. And then once we get into a half-court setting, it's almost like we think we're cutting, but we're not really cutting. And in practice, holy cow, the ball movement and the cutting is there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one thing that came out is, you know, maybe we're not in a practice setting, we're not, you know, duplicating what a game situation would be like because of maybe the competition and stuff, but it's not that. I mean, cutting is cutting, whether you're cutting against a fourth-grade team or you're cutting against a high school team, cutting is cutting. You can just cut hard. And so it's just a lot of that free-flowing, just let it rip, go after it type of mentality that we're seeing in practice that we haven't yet seen in the competition.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say that we haven't seen it. We have seen it.
Right.
There's been quarters. There's a few minutes here and there where all five are in unison, and it's a thing of beauty. Mm-hmm. The problem is it's just it hasn't sustained. It hasn't been night in and night out, and it hasn't been quarter after quarter after quarter. You know, there's been a lot of games that we looked good for the first half, and then we fall apart after that. Or, you know, all of a sudden we'll have a good third quarter, but, you know, we're already 10, 15 points behind because it wasn't pretty in the first half. So it's just trying to get that unison instead of seeing glimpses. We mentioned glimpses quite a bit, but we see glimpses of amazing basketball with these girls. And it's time to try to duplicate that so we can see no more glimpses, but just solid four quarters of basketball.
Brandon Checkers on the line, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. Yeah, the glimpses was the word that came to my mind as soon as you started talking about the stretches you do see of good basketball. Does that make things, from your perspective as a coach, does it make things a little bit more frustrating knowing that, number one, you see great things in practice. Number two, you see some of it done in games in certain aspects. And then you have a fourth quarter like you did against Akron or something like that that just kind of ruins it all for you.
Yeah, and Akron's a little bit different in that fourth quarter. I made some changes to the lineup and I put some of our bench players in, and it was one of those things. It's like, you know, we just weren't getting what we needed of that first group, and so I went to the second and even to our third group on the bench to get them some experience. You know, let's see what they can do in those situations as well. And, you know, also, you know, knowing that we want to build bench strength and everything along that lines, I wanted to get them some playing time because at that moment we just weren't doing what we needed to do to be successful in that game. So those are some things that we did that change the outlook of that Akron game. But yeah, I mean, that's something that we continue to talk about as a coaching staff. We continue to discuss that as a team on what can we change, what can we do, and you know, that's kind of why we decided to switch up the starting lineup again, you know, last night against Hinton. Told the girls it may not be the last change. We're looking at different scenarios where we put different people in at different times. You know, we're trying to find ways. We're trying to find avenues that will help us turn those glimpses into longer stretches than just a minute or two here and there. You know, the other thing that we see, too, is when we get tired, it seems like physical tiredness is really taken over into a mental tiredness as well. And then we seem to make mistakes as well. You know, that's one thing that we've really questioned as a team is, you know, we're having 25 turnovers a game, and it doesn't matter if we're playing the cream of the crop or if we're playing a team that's not as good. It seems like we are just dialed in to have 25 turnovers a game, no matter which team we're playing. And so those, you know, when you got 25 turnovers a game, it really kind of takes you out of the swing of things too. So again, we're trying to figure out different ways, whether it's different subbing, whether it's a different starting lineup. We're just looking at some different things. We're trying to get better shape so we're not as tired during game. Again, trying to build some of that bench depth so maybe we can go even deeper on the bench when we need to. A lot of different things that we're looking at right now. We're not throwing in the towel by any means. We're digging to figure out which way we can, find a switch, a bright light, anything that we can turn this thing around and continue to build and have a good season.
Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball, with us. And yeah, it seems like a lot of this has been kind of doom and gloom, and I apologize for that, to just kind of bringing up those topics. But, you know, I also want to highlight some of the high notes, the things we see every now and then. You mentioned a couple of times now already you changed your starting lineup last night against Hinton, brought in the two Sitzmans, I guess is probably the best way to describe them, Rizaya and Larissa, yep, into the starting lineup. Both of those have kind of been interesting and positive stories for you. Rizaya, a freshman, has been making some solid plays, a big impact for you at the varsity level already. And Larissa, you didn't even think you were going to have her until they kind of looked at her leg again and said, yeah, no, we could probably get you back out there. How much of a boost have those two players been to your team this season?
You know, Rye's been great off the bench, and she just continues to progress in practice. And, you know, the one thing that she brings, she's got a great shot. She's not afraid to shoot it. We've just been honing in a little bit more on her defensive side of things, as well as her turnovers. And in the last couple games, the turnovers have gone away a little bit, some things that we've worked with her on. And, you know, it was time to kind of, hey, let's give you a shot starting and see what you can do. I mean, especially from an offensive standpoint, I think she ups our offensive game a little bit. And you know, last night she came out and she didn't hold back. Now, unfortunately, she had an off shooting night, just like the entire team had last night. It was unfortunate. We had a lot of open shots and we just couldn't quite knock them down. I mean, it would have changed the game if we could have got a few more of those shots to fall at certain times. But you know, she gives us that little extra spark on offense because she can knock down a shot just about anywhere on the court. So we're looking for great things out of her, and obviously just a freshman, but I think she's matured very well this season coming off the bench, and hopefully she'll get some more chances to start as we progress through the season as well. Larissa, yeah. what a bright spot. I mean, you know, part of me, and this may come off bad, but part of me is so happy to have her, but it was almost a good thing for her. You hate to say that for any injury, mm-hmm, but she got to see a different side of the game, mm, not playing in the first few games of the season. Seeing it from the sidelines, from the coaching standpoint, watching things, and I think that's helped her out as a player. Mm. And so that's where I'm trying to get to is, it was unfortunate she wasn't able to play early on the season, and lucky that she gets that opportunity now. Mm-hmm. But I think she's seeing the game in a different light. One, because of having to sit, having to watch the practices and the games from a different view, but also that fact that she didn't think she was going to have a season, and now she does. So I think in her mind, you know, especially as a senior, not getting that opportunity, and now all of a sudden things have turned where she can, I think she's embracing that and running with it. And so I've seen some really good things. She's progressed nicely through practices. I see some things through the games, even though we are still limiting her minutes and stuff along that line, just to help her with her pain tolerance of her knee and stuff along that line. We don't want it to flare up and where she can't go for us any longer. So she's going to be in a limited spot probably off and on with minutes, but I think she brings a little more aggression, gives us an extra rebounder, and has done some really nice things. I saw some really good defense out of her last night. And for a girl that's been injured, she's getting on the floor and she's going after loose balls and stuff along that line. So I think, just like I said, everything that's brought her up to this point has just given her extra little spark to bring to the team. And so I gave both of them a shot to start last night, and I thought both did well in that role. And, you know, we'll see if that's going to be the starting lineup come Tuesday night, or if we need to switch things up again. It's just something that I'm going to keep in mind, and we're going to keep switching things until we find that right mix. Mm-hmm. You know, Sophie and Jaden, who didn't get a start for me last night, I thought actually both of them did very well coming off the bench.
Yeah,
and both of them got ample playing time as well. So that's the thing. It's just trying to find that chemistry right now, and it doesn't matter if they're starting or coming off the bench. It's all about who can give us that boost and who can help us move forward and start getting some points put on the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big key for sure. The head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball with us, Brandon Schecker, on the KLEM Coach's Corner. We now look ahead here, Coach. Coming to the home stretch of the season, 10 games left to play for you guys. It starts on Tuesday with Remsen St. Mary's, and then Thursday you take on Trinity Christian. Coach, this St. Mary's squad, actually, you know, I think I remember you saying to me, you thought they played really good against Remsen St. Mary's before the Christmas break, and now you've had these two games in between then. What do you need to see out of your team here, whether it's in practice, warm-ups, or in the game on Tuesday night to kind of show, you know, give you the sense that things are going to be all right for your squad going forward, and that they're going to play some really good basketball here down the stretch?
You know, just looking for a good practice come Monday night to add to what I felt was a good effort game last night against Hinton. You know, I know the score doesn't show it, but the girls brought some energy. The girls were doing the things that myself and Coach Kolbeck have asked of them. So we saw a lot of positives last night against the Hinton squad. Again, the score doesn't show it, but I'm hoping that the girls realize that they brought the effort. They were doing those things, and the only thing that we were truly missing was knocking down some shots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had some fast breaks where we missed the layups. And one of the things is I've been trying to get them to shoot a little more three ball from the outside. And we finally did last night, and unfortunately, a bunch of them just were a little bit short. So I think if we can just get a little bit more of a rhythm and build off of the effort and energy that they brought last night, go into Monday with a good practice and come out Tuesday, win or lose, I'm not worried about it. It's coming out Tuesday, having some fun, bringing that energy and that effort. And, you know, if they bring the energy, they bring the effort, we happen to start knocking down a few of those layups that we're missing and a few of those threes that we're missing, you never know what the outcome of that game will be. So, you know, I know Remsen will be coming in. Obviously, they're having a great season, so they're going to be ready to play. But I think we'll be ready to, you know, give them a little battle as well.
I'm looking forward to that one. We're going to have the coverage of that coming up Tuesday night right here on KLEM Radio. Should be a good contest at Tim Dreckman Memorial Gym. Coach, we appreciate your time, as always, here on the Coach's Corner. Best of luck to your squad coming up the rest of this week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
You too. That's Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball on the Coach's Corner. We're back to wrap things up after this on KLEM.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we installed the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Askam Enterprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Playing favorites for the ice cream capital of the world. 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the Coach's Corner as we wrap things up on this Saturday morning. The Coach's Corner, again, every Saturday morning, is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, OH Livermore Construction, Perspective Insurance, Stratmeyer's Home Improvement Center, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, and Chapman Overhead Doors are great sponsors that make this Coach's Corner program possible every Saturday morning. We thank them for their continued coverage and support of high school sports around the area. Well, that was some good conversations with Brandon Checker and Cody Deercup, getting their thoughts on the upcoming contests, the previous contests, and much more. It's good to talk with them. We'll be talking with Dave Irwin of Lamar's boys basketball and Mike Langle of Galen Catholic girls basketball coming up next week on the Coach's Corner. So look forward to that. Look forward to our upcoming broadcast schedule as well. We'll start things off Tuesday night when Remsen St. Mary's takes on Galen Catholic here in Lamar's. Our pregame will start at 5:45, 6 o'clock tip off of the girls contest, 7:30 of the boys game. Again, we'll have all the action right here on KLEM Radio. And then on Friday night, we head to Sioux City East High as the Bulldogs take on the Black Raiders. A couple of great girls and boys basketball contests those will be. We'll have our pregame coverage at 5:15. Girls game tips off at 5:30. Boys game tips off at 7 o'clock. Not only can you listen to that contest on KLEM Radio, you can also watch that game live on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel, and we thank our sponsors that make that possible. If you missed yesterday's contest between the Bulldogs and the West High Wolverines, well, you'll be able to watch that contest anytime you like by checking out the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. We have all of our video broadcasted games archived right there for your enjoyment, so you can watch them at any time you feel. So again, Tuesday night, Galen Catholic and Remsen St. Mary's will duke it out for the second time this season and potentially not the last. And Lamar's in Sioux City East on Friday. A little bit less busy of a basketball schedule. We like it both ways. Basketball with the many kinds of games we can get throughout the season. So that'll do it here for the Coach's Corner. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll talk to you again on Monday with our sports updates. For the Coach's Corner, for KLEM Radio, KLEM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteeg. Thanks for listening to the Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio.